I hope you'll go along with this rather unusual setting and the fact that I remain seated when I get introduced, and the fact that I'm going to come to you mostly through this medium here for the rest of the show. And I should tell you that I'm backed up by quite a staff of people between here and Menlo Park, where Stanford Research is located, some 30 miles south of here. And if every one of us does our job well, it'll all go very interesting, I think. The research program that I'm going to describe to you is quickly characterizable by saying, if in your office, you as an intellectual worker were supplied with a computer display backed up by a computer that was alive for you all day and was instantly responsive to every action you had, how much value could you derive from that? Well, this basically characterizes what we've been pursuing for many years in what we call the Augmented Human Intellect Research Center at Stanford Research Institute.
The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they moved through the computer. What did they look like? Ships, motorcycles. Were the circuits like freeways? I kept dreaming of a world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
Hello and welcome! It's so good to have you here on Anon Radio.net. Another Friday at 2200 UTC, and that means you have tuned into The Third Ear, a show where anything can happen. Unfortunately, I'm a bit busy at the moment, but I do hope you'll excuse me if you find the show not up to the usual standard. Today, we'll dive deep into music produced on the computer, the home computer even. Most of the tracker files being made with Digital Symphony on the Akon Archimedes and later RISC PC, but of course we'll also have more recent stuff. I'm Tim from Berlin, birthplace of both Konrad Zuse himself and his Z3, the first Turing complete computer.
Thank you.
Back when I was a kid, I only remember having two records, since digital media had already taken over and old-style records were really considered a thing of the past. One was about the Old West and the other, indeed, Disney's Tron, the original movie. Always wondered what it would feel like being in Like Flynn.
Problems. Viruses. Backdoors. Trojans. Malware. Vulnerabilities.
USB worms.
Keyloggers.
Denial of service attacks.
Online crime. The internet has problems. Very serious problems. Problems with security, problems with privacy. The internet has problems, very serious problems. Problems with security, problems with privacy. The online criminals. What viruses? The online criminals.
Nice guys.
Governments.
hacktivists, teenage kids, extremists, internet voting, WikiLeaks,
Edward Snowden,
President Putin.
My name is Mikko.
The internet has problems. Very serious problems. Problems with security. Problems with privacy. The internet has problems. Very serious problems. Problems with security. Problems with privacy. The online criminals. Keylogger. Virus infections. Botnets. The solution
is open source.
Thank you.
the Christopher Nolan film The Prestige, the main character, a stage magician, performs a teleportation trick. The catch, however, is that it's not a trick, and he's creating a copy of himself via a machine built by Nikola Tesla. In stark contrast to the book, he always has to get rid of his original self, so each new instance of the magician necessarily leaves behind a dead precursor drowned in a tank hidden underneath the stage. I used to enjoy playing Sokoban a lot, but unfortunately I'm not terribly good at it, often leaving the little janitor boxed in. So what happened to that poor fellow when I restart the level? Did I condemn him to eternal darkness, buried alive in a digital warehouse?
Yeah. Not much is known of the beginning of the lands, for the chronicles do not extend much beyond the golden age of the ancients. The time before that we can only deduce from myths and legends. An accurate picture of the golden age has been left to us by the Dracoid chronicles. During this time, the chroniclers tell us, the ancients roamed the lands and held dominion over all. Powerful and seemingly invincible, the ancients provided a period of golden peace. There was no want, the peoples lived in harmony, for the ancients provided for all. But the ancients succumbed during the War of the Heretics, a war of terrible power and destructive will. Believed to have been initiated as a conflict between the most powerful ancients, it soon spread to all, and the entire race of supernormal beings was annihilated.
Thank you. Thank you. center of the most calculating intelligence on Earth.
Time's almost up, so do smash that like button if you enjoyed the show. Of course, there will be more to come, so tune in every Sunday at 2100 UTC and every Friday at 2200 UTC.
A person. A person. Amazing!
I'm Tin from Berlin, and you've been listening to The Third Ear here on anonradio.net.